Today's Fan Run Podcast is brought to you by DraftKings.
DraftKings Sportsbook, the official sports betting partner of the UFC, has a heavyweight offer for this weekend's fight with 100-1 odds. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code FANRUN when you sign up to turn $1 into $100 when you bet on the main card fighter to win. That's code FANRUN in all caps. For a limited time and only at DraftKings Sportsbook, must be 21 or older and Tennessee only. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call or text the Tennessee Red Line, 1-800-889-9789.
Hour number two of The Drive underway. It's Fan Run Radio. Guy Patterson III has your top four at four, Guy.
Thank you, Russell. We've been talking about it all show, but Tennessee has decided to move their home opener from Saturday to Thursday. It'll be played at 8 p.m. on the SEC Network.
Yep, 8 p.m. I mean, I like it too because 8's a little late. I know people who have work or school or whatever, that's probably a drag, but, oh, man, if the weather cooperates, I mean, the potential setting there is pretty cool, right? Because a lot of times you get the quote-unquote night game that's a 7 o'clock kickoff and the sun's still up for the first hour or so of the game. We should have a beautiful sunset going on there, hopefully, for the season opener. It could be a really good selling point for the program if you're Josh Heupel.
Do you think that game would have been at noon on Saturday or so if it was in Knoxville? Man. It would have been hot. It would have been humid.
Brutal, yeah.
Under the sun. Now we're under the lights. I like that.
All right, number two. Tennessee baseball will take on Tennessee Tech tonight at 6:30, SEC Network Plus.
The Golden Eagles have come back to Knoxville. Y'all want some more? We walked it off against them a couple of weeks ago. Yeah, can't stub your toe tonight if you're Tony Vitello. I know a lot of folks looking ahead towards the Arkansas series this weekend, but these midweek games are tough. And looks like we're going to be starting Mark McLaughlin. He's 2-0 on the season this year. So hopefully Tennessee can do well. I know that wouldn't sell out tonight, but have we done away with the capacity restrictions for tonight? Can you just go sit wherever?
They still have restrictions for tonight.
Time to get rid of those cardboard cutouts behind home plate.
I can't stand the cutouts anymore in any sport. They're just so tacky.
It's time to fill them up.
Yeah.
I'm really ready to see crowds in the Premier League games.
You're just dying to talk Premier League today, aren't you?
Premier League bear.
Wow.
It's
a shocking
football.
I think they're going to allow a few more. I think they're going to allow a few fans in the last week or two of the season.
One more thing on baseball. Tennessee going nuts right now. They've scored double-digit runs in five of their last seven SEC games. And they've homered in 11 consecutive conference games. I know we're not talking about a conference game coming up tonight, but that just shows how hot Tennessee's been lately.
All right, number three. Another player is back in the portal for Tennessee, Sean Schamberger, who was actually in the portal back in January.
I thought you said he was gone, Russ.
He's doing the portal hokey pokey. Yeah.
He was in the portal in January, withdrew his name, and just re-entered into the portal again today.
Yeah, he was. He didn't practice. He was there for the first couple of spring practices, but then he wasn't there anymore.
Does that open up another spot on the transfer market for us?
I don't know. I've given up trying to understand the portal and spots and how many we've got and all that stuff. I don't think so. But it's a disappointing career, man, for Schamberger. No. Because there were such high hopes. He was one of those three-star guys from Georgia and
Alabama.
Schamberger's from Georgia, pretty sure.
Pretty sure Colquitt
County.
Alabama.
He went to the school that J.J. Peterson went to. But he was one of those three-star guys, so the immediate comparison was Cam Sutton, right?
Yep.
And you thought, okay, man, maybe he can be another one of those guys. He starts against Alabama his true freshman season, and everybody's thinking, oh, man, like this guy's going to be really something. A lot of hope around Sean Schamberger in – just could not get out of the doghouse, whether it was Butch Jones or Jeremy Pruitt or Josh Heupel. Couldn't make it work. I think there were a lot of people hoping, okay, man, clean slate. Maybe we'll finally get that consistent play out of him. And evidently not, man. Good luck to the kid.
And he is from Alabama, but he went to high school in Georgia.
Yeah.
So a little.
Who was the culprit? Is that where what's his name was at?
Probst, yeah.
He played. So he was recruited out of Alabama, probably
something like that.
So he's out of Theodore. We were kind of both right. Go ahead.
All right, last one, number four. Disappointing situation coming out of Orlando. Admiral Schofield was set to sign a contract to finish the NBA season with the Magic. He had to go through the COVID protocols, get tested. One of his tests came back inconclusive, and the time ran up on the Magic to sign him. They just ran out of time. NBA said they had to move on, so they went ahead, signed somebody else. When his next test came back, it came back negative, so he missed out on a chance to close out the season with an NBA team.
Why are these professional teams still bending over backwards for the COVID stuff? Like, that really sucks for him. I get it.
Why would you not get vaccinated if you're him? Just to not have to worry about it.
I think they still
maybe
have,
he was. I
think they still have to get tested.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, I understand that in testing and everything, but there's no reason that it should prevent Admiral Schofield or anybody from getting a legit NBA contract, right? Or even a 10-day contract, which I think this was. I mean, it's just, I don't know, man.
I couldn't agree more.
And it sucks for him because, you know, there's no chance he's going to get another opportunity with an NBA team.
Yeah, like, I think this was kind of the way that you work up, right? He obviously got drafted by the Thunder, then he had to go to the G League, but was the number one overall pick in the G League draft by the Greensboro Swarm this past January. So this was, that was the beginning of the climb, right? Gets drafted number one overall in the G League, working his way up. Now at this point where he can reportedly sign this 10-day contract, and to get the rug pulled out, man, it's just, that's so unfortunate for him.
Maybe he goes and joins the Volunteers and plays in the basketball tournament over the summer.
Bad flaw to the system in the NBA, but you have Volunteers. Yeah. Wow. How about that?
I think he's got his sights set a little bit higher.
Jordan Bowden plays in the G League, doesn't he? He's on the team.
Is he?
Yeah.
All right, maybe he will play for the Volunteers. More power to him. I hope he does. But anyway,
and that's
good
it.
Good luck to the Admiral. All right, that is the top four this afternoon on Fan Run Radio. Schamberger, according to Brando on Twitter, already crystal ball to Ole Miss.
That's fascinating. I remember in November when travel with the team one time, and Jeremy Pruitt said he wasn't traveling based on circumstances. No detailed circumstances, but I remember that specifically from last year.
Lane Kiffin moving in on Tennessee's sloppy seconds. Hmm. Man, what if Schamberger picks one off against us this year? Ugh.
Don't speak it into existence.
Oh, no. Yeah, don't what have it. I done?
Don't
oh, my
do
God.
It. Now you just got a lot of people riled up. They're going to be worried about that.
You can see where John Bryce reports Tennessee has parted ways with their compliance director today as well. Adam Tate had been in that role since 2018, so I guess he came with Pruitt, and Tennessee has decided to move on there. Generally, I don't know anything about the guy. I don't know if he's bad job or if he just got run over by a reckless regime and Jeremy Pruitt, and there's nothing he could do, but you're going through NCAA hell. The guy who is your quote-unquote compliance director is probably going to have a hard time keeping his job through that. I was shocked that he was still there to begin with, quite frankly. Nobody has any comment on the director being booted?
So I just...
Okay.
Okay. I mean, okay. So here,
why
here
today? I didn't get all the timing of it.
This one's an interesting, right? This is obviously the guy who kind of works in between the football program and a little bit of the student athletes thing. We know that he was, you know, had ties to the last administration. I don't really know what to make of this, to be honest.
I figured if you're the compliance officer. And
your program's major NCAA investigation.
like it hasn't. I mean, this many level one violations has never been brought against a university. And we're talking like, I mean, we keep hearing rumors of 50 plus level one violations. I was stunned that he hadn't been fired before now. What the hell was he doing?
Yeah,
because let's not kid ourselves. Pruitt and company. It's not like they were. you know, real slick about it.
Tiptoeing around the edges or anything?
No.
Yeah, and I guess when you've been working here for about 3 years, you got your hand in all those cookie jars.
Oh, they were just filthy. Yeah, allegedly.
I guess my assumption had been that maybe they had kept him around because he had just gotten run over by Pruitt and was a good guy who was doing his job, but just...
No, you can't keep... Because you can't have a guy... Your compliance officer cannot allow himself to be run over by some gump bald-headed football coach that's going to put the university at
risk
of
what we're facing now. But it was the gump bald-headed football coach who installed him in that position just specifically so he could run over him.
Oh. Well, then, yeah, I mean...
He'd been there since 2018. Yeah, I'm assuming that Pruitt basically put him in there.
He should have been packing his office when Pruitt did then.
Yeah, you would think so. I don't know. Maybe it's a process. You fire him for cause or whatever. I don't know. But it was curious timing. And I was stunned that he was still over there, quite frankly. So hopefully, I mean, this is – there's something to – this is we've been through it so many times through the years with coaches coming in and trying to bring in their own players and change the culture is what they always call it. And I think this time it's a little bit different, right? Even with some of these players, whether it's Schamberger or Toto, I think that there is a school of thought. If you're Josh Heupel, it's like, look, we want to flip this roster as quickly as possible. And it's no offense to the kids that were already here for Pruitt, but the situation was so bad in terms of the NCAA violations that they're facing that it's if you've got any sort of attachment to that, then – you just need to go ahead and start over, and we'll wish you the very best, but we're going in a different direction here in Tennessee, and that applies to the players, it applies to the support staff, and it applies to the people at the very top. It's why we have a new athletics director, and he's brought in three or four of his own guys, maybe more than that, I believe, over there, because you've got to start over, man. There's a lot of rebuilding that's going on over there right now. Today's Rickard Ridge Barbecue Smoking Hot Question of the Day. What do you think of the decision to move Tennessee's home opener against Bowling Green to a Thursday night SEC Network primetime kickoff, 8 p.m. at Neyland Stadium? We've got over 100 votes cast now at Fox Sports Knox on Twitter. 47.8% of the audience says it's a great move. 38.4% of the audience says, eh. And 13.8% of the audience says it's actually a bad move. Right now. So, and pretty interesting response, right? I thought that the great move numbers would be higher. I thought that the bad move numbers would be higher. I'm a little bit surprised that 38.4% is taking the indifferent approach, but
ambivalent.
Perhaps that's just the state of Tennessee football when you're going through your umpteenth coaching change in the past 12 years, and fans are just taking that wait and see approach.
Yeah, I think you're right. I mean, we're in an age of one side or the other, right? People like to make these big opinions on one side, so they kind of hear people say, I'm a little bit in the middle. I can see both. It's actually a little bit surprising to me.
Yeah, it's I think a great move for Tennessee, and be interested to see if this becomes some sort of a regular thing as well. Nate on the Twitter machine says that probably would have been a better decision to move the game on the same day as Bristol. Why would you want to move the game? Why would you want to compete with the Bristol race?
Why would you want to create that kind of nightmare for East Tennessee law enforcement? They couldn't cover both events.
What if you could have the football game going on at Bristol as the race is going on around side it? You broadcast football and NASCAR simultaneously. What could possibly go wrong?
The football players and coaches could lose their hearing.
I was going to think more along the lines of they could lose their lives as they get run over by an out-of-control race car.
There's a 10-inch concrete wall between the track and the infield.
I would take a team
that has...
I've
seen somebody hit it head-on before.
All it takes is one misplaced pass to the corner of the end zone. Wide receiver lunges for it. Smack! Trouble in turn three. I'm sorry, Rick, what's that?
I would take whichever team I know is going to have good communication via the hand signals and things like that. They don't need to communicate by talking. That's who I'm taking as the winner. It'll be crazy out there.
Let's go to the phones. Geraldo is next, live from Volnugs. What's up, Geraldo?
Hello, Drive Bear. How are you?
I'm fine. Go ahead and talk to Russ. This isn't Geraldo. This is Brad or one of the other dullards. No, it's not Geraldo.
Why are you mad?
I'm not. But the guy's not Geraldo. I mean, if you want to call in here and do the Volnugs thing, use your screen name from Volnugs. Don't come in here hiding, Brad.
Like Howard Cosell told Muhammad Ali, a man has a right to be called whatever he wants. My man called in is Geraldo. He's Geraldo.
It's user Brad.
My screen name on Volnugs.com is Geraldo.
No, it's not. It's Brad, yes. With a B.
I do not know Brad. He is insignificant to me. So,
wow.
I just wanted to give my take on the whole Thursday night thing. And being as I'm a football expert, I want to say that this is a wonderful move for us. You know, after the first game, we'll have two extra days to recover and figure out, okay, do we know what we're doing or not before – you know, the big game for Pittsburgh. So I think it's a great move. Like I've said before, I'm a football expert from Volnugs.com.
Yes.
I am Geraldo, and it's nice to talk to you guys today.
It's nice to talk to you too, buddy.
Sure thing, Brad.
Geraldo, why do you do that, man?
Because it's Brad. Everybody knows it's Brad.
No, nobody knows it's Brad. Nobody knows who Brad is. Yeah. Nobody knows who Geraldo is. Like, you're just living in your own world and trying to translate that to the tens of thousands of people that are listening. Like, nobody knows. He calls in Geraldo. Just play along.
I'm not
so hard about that.
I'm not talking to the 10,000 people.
You're talking to the 12 people on some stupid message board.
Whoa.
You're doing a radio station for
Whoa.
A radio show for tens of thousands of people right now.
B-O-E, Russell. B-O-E.
B-O-E?
Yeah.
Bo?
Bear, What can I do, board over everything, what can I do to prove to you that I am Geraldo?
There's nothing. I've already figured you out, dude. Back channels are buzzing right now.
Who cares?
It's a big deal to Volnugs.
He called it. It's not a big deal to me, all right? It's not a big deal to the 99% of people listening to this radio show right now.
But he's engaging me and he's bringing Volnugs into it.
He's not. You're engaging him.
Hey, I've got my finger on the trigger over here.
Nobody would know about this Brad versus Geraldo nonsense right now if you hadn't brought it up.
It's because I have to.
No, you don't.
For the integrity of the board.
No, you don't. The integrity of the board?
Yes.
The integrity of the board. What the hell are you talking about, man? It's Volnugs.com. It's a bunch of unemployed losers posting out of their grandmother's basement right now. The integrity of the board? Are you freaking serious right now?
Yeah.
The integrity. Get the hell out of here. What about the integrity of the show? What about that? What about the thousands of people
we have listening?
It went
out the window when you let Brad call in as Geraldo.
What about our sponsors right now? What about the people that are actually paying good money to advertise on the show right about now? What about that? The integrity of the board. That, the dumbest thing I've ever heard on this radio show, and that's saying a lot.
B-O-E.
Geraldo, get the hell out of here, you knucklehead. The integrity of the board?
Yeah.
Did you really just say the integrity of the board?
I absolutely did. Been with those guys for a long time. Been three different message boards. Went all the way back to the main board.
Sounds like a lot of integrity going on over there at Volnugs.com.
I mean, change ownership a couple of times.
When I think of integrity, when I think of like Gandhi, MLK, Geraldo Vol, that's what I'm thinking.
It's Geraldo, not Geraldo Vol. And that's Brad.
Pillars of integrity.
And he's a horrendous poster. That's my big beef with him. Coming on here acting like he's Geraldo, and he's like crap tier poster.
Yeah, we understand your beef. We understand your little beef. I just say, doesn't seem very significant, doesn't seem worthy of discussion of our airtime. I mean, we've got
you're the one who gets in all and that guy and the whole Volnugs thing. I never brought that to the show. That was just kind of out there. I didn't really want you to know because you'd forbidden me from being on message boards.
Here's how that interaction should have gone, Bear. Here's how that interaction should have gone. Again, this is across the street over at State Run. When they're like production meetings. Here's how that interaction goes. Let's welcome Geraldo to the show. Hey, guys, I think it's really cool that they moved the home opener to Thursday night. Oh, yeah, I think that's cool, too, Geraldo. All right, high five. Yay. Good. And then we go on to the next call. That's it.
Well,
that's it.
See,
it's over.
Here's the problem.
It's over. At no point should the words integrity of the board be uttered on the airwaves.
Now we've got another Val Nugger on the line.
Well, we don't have to take the call.
Yeah, we do.
No, we don't. We do not have to take the call.
He's called in to talk on the drive. He listens to our show every day at Spotlight
Eddie. I don't give a damn. We don't, like, just because somebody calls the show, we have to take the call? We don't have to take the call.
I'm putting Spotlight Eddie on.
Spotlight Eddie. That's where we are right now.
Yeah.
We're taking calls from Spotlight Eddie and Geraldo Vall so that your stupid message board can take over the radio show?
I warned you and warned you about this.
While you sit there and chew gum into the microphone?
Yeah.
I mean, what am I doing here?
Dude, I would kill to smoke a cigarette right now.
We've got
fighting it today really bad, and you're not helping matters.
We've got a major football news thing happening, a news event today.
We moved a game to Thursday.
They fired the compliance director over there. We've got a horse on steroids. The president of the University of South Carolina has resigned amid a plagiarism scandal.
Okay.
One of the great college football names of the last 20 years, Colt Brennan, has passed away, RIP. We've got a Major League Baseball team perhaps thinking about moving to the state.
Yes.
We just had the legendary figure of the NHL in Nashville with one of the all-time magical send-offs last night. There's no shortage of topics. Of sports radio topics, sports radio gold to be unpacking today. And our show is going to descend into a petty squabble between Geraldo Vall and Spotlight Eddie with Bear playing the role of mediator.
Well, I mean, that
what
wasn't.
What are you doing to my radio show?
I don't know. That again, that wasn't Geraldo. That was it.
You
that
made
was,
that clear. That was Brad. Okay, you don't think that's Geraldo?
That's Brad. Oh, God. I've heard Brad call. Brad's called voluntary reaction before. We need a break, though, and then we'll get Spotlight in here.
Please.
The Drive.
Fan Run Radio, The Drive continues. 865-546-8200. Number if you want to get on the show. Can't believe some of the reaction to this. Noisewater says Connie Chung Vall on line two. I don't get that.
Like Geraldo.
Oh, I get it now.
Yeah.
Washed up 80s newscasters.
I guess.
Geraldo's still out there, man. He pops up every now and then. Is he on Fox now?
Yeah. He got into it with somebody recently.
Got into a Trump. He was licking Trump's boots for 4 years, and then they
something happened on him. Falling out.
He turned on him over the Capitol thing, I guess. JD says, I can't believe I just heard at Bear say, quote, back channels are buzzing.
Well, yeah.
you realize you did drop several of the most idiotic lines in the history of the show. In that one conversation.
Who cares?
Back channels are buzzing,
yeah.
And quote, the integrity of the board is at stake.
And board over everything.
Board over everything.
BOE. We travel in a pack, man. We always have.
No, you don't travel anywhere. That's the problem. You guys need to get out more. Whole world out there, your stupid message board.
We have fun.
TK says, nobody gives a bleep about Bear and the Basement Boys, what they're doing online. Worst radio in a long time. You see, Bear? You see what we're dealing with? It's the worst radio in a long time, according to TK.
I mean, is he listening to Get Blitz lately?
We only have gold. G-O-L-D.
We only have gold. I don't care, man. I warned you and warned you about this. You thought it was funny. It was your little bright, shiny toy you like playing with, and I kept telling you.
I don't think it's funny at all.
You won't when all these guys start calling in. I guarantee you won't.
Well, I don't have to take the calls.
I do.
I mean, you have to answer. You wanted to be back there, so you have to answer him. You have to talk to him. I don't. I'll sit here and talk to Rick, 3 hours every single day. What's up, Rick? I'll talk to GP3.
Spotlight's like a fan of. I mean, he's a loyal job listener.
I'm going to take his call. I'm just saying we don't have to.
Well, no, we don't have to do anything.
No, we could sit here and play poker records for 3 hours.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking about doing it.
All right.
Because this is about to get on my last nerve. Spotlight Eddie, what's up? You're on the drive, Fan Run Radio.
Hey, good afternoon, gentlemen.
Yes.
No, I'm here on behalf of diversion and inclusiveness.
Diversion and inclusivity. Yes, I like it.
I guess I shouldn't have stopped at the package store before.
Oh,
you there?
Thursday night game, all for a Thursday night game.
We lost you there first. You're for a Thursday night game, all right?
Oh, absolutely. Reason being, I'd rather spend my Saturday on the lake instead of watching us walk the dog on some MAC team on a Saturday afternoon. You know what I mean?
Hey, man, it opens up. I tell you, I love this from a volunteer reaction perspective because you get to sit there and watch the entire opening Saturday. You can go hang up and you can go hang out with your friends and do whatever you want to do. Go out there on the lake, like you talk about, Eddie. Good point.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
That's what Davey Hudson was texting us about earlier when he saw it. He was all overjoyed because he wasn't going to have to do voluntary reaction on Saturday.
Do we have any other good opening Saturday matchups in college football? Somebody pulled that up. There's
opening day on Saturday.
Isn't LSU playing UCLA in the Rose Bowl?
Well, we can we'll find that out right now.
Or is it USC in LA? There's going to be a couple good matchups. Anything else? Spotlight Eddie.
Alabama, Miami.
No, I think we lost him.
Oh, Bama, Miami. That'll be a good game for, you know what, about when they flip the coin, that'll be fun.
I don't know how we glossed over this one. Georgia, Clemson.
Woo!
Oh, that's a huge one. Other notable games.
Hold on. Big moment for Georgia, right? Yeah. I think it's, okay, Kirby, you've been there for a while. You've won the league.
Trevor
Lawrence
isn't there anymore.
It's time. Are you for real? You supposedly got your quarterback, JT Daniels. Is the guy. He had a great spring, we hear. We know you're loaded on defense. We know you've got skill players. Are you for real or not? It's put up or shut up time, kind of feels like, for Kirby Smart. Yes, Rick.
No, you're absolutely right. I'm looking up the best week one game so far, and just from what I'm seeing, I don't know if there's a ton to go along with the ones we've already talked about. There's a couple in the Big 12. I'm seeing here that Wisconsin and Penn State are playing, which could be interesting, but you know, it's kind of a lot of these are typical week ones.
You got LSU, UCLA,
yeah,
not too bad right there.
And you got Tennessee and Bowling Green. You throw the records out the window when the Vols and
what's
whatever
their mascot
Bowling
again?
Green is get together. I want to say Eagles.
Yeah, I think it's the Eagles. Mm-hmm.
The Brown Eagles or the Green Eagles? The
Golden Eagles.
The Golden Eagles.
Golden Eagles.
We're playing the Golden Eagles.
Yeah, it's
tonight
Tennessee
as well.
Tech.
Yeah.
Oh, maybe I got it.
I think they should go with Screaming Eagles myself.
All right, so Bowling Green's official mascot is, let's see.
Why the Screaming Eagles? That's the 101st Airborne.
Oh, they're the Falcons.
Exactly.
Freddie and Frida Falcon are the mascots.
The Falcons.
The Bowling Green
Falcons.
State. Yeah.
Is it Bowling Green State?
Is there a Bowling Green and a Bowling Green State? Oh, this is going to be confusing now.
I feel like there are multiple Bowling Greens.
Well, there's Bowling Green, Kentucky, Bowling Green, Ohio.
Yeah. Really? Which one is this?
Ohio. All right, so I think the
this
one
is Ohio?
No, we're Bowling playing Bowling Green, Kentucky.
No, I thought it was Kentucky.
This is Bowling Green of Ohio.
No, it's not.
BGSU?
GP3 seems pretty assured in this.
Why have we not been saying we're playing Bowling Green State?
Yeah, I think we're playing Bowling Green State. I mean, that's the logo.
No. We're playing Bowling Green.
We're playing Bowling Green where Urban Meyer coached, right?
Who the hell are we playing?
Here's Bowling Green, Tennessee. Yeah. There's the logo. You go right here. Bowling Green State. That's all you kind of see.
Okay, but nobody says state. It's like LSU. Nobody says Louisiana State University.
And but it's up in Kentucky where Dino Babers and Urban Meyer coached, right?
No, this is in Ohio.
The hell is going on today?
There are multiple Bowling Greens.
This is the hardest thing to figure out.
Why
did
they call it Bowling Green? What is that?
Great question.
That is a weird name.
Bowling Green.
For a town, right?
Yeah.
Bowling Green?
I mean, it sounds like some idiotic band name these kids have come up with nowadays because there's no more good band names.
BGSU is a research institution in Bowling Green, Ohio.
Okay.
Where the hell is Bowling Green, Ohio?
In Bowling Green.
My whole life's been a lie up to this point. I thought Bowling Green University was in Kentucky. Over there on the western side of the state.
Go unpack that with the boys over at Volnox. I'm going to talk to PTR.
They're about 30 minutes south of Detroit.
PTR, you're all there. That's enough Bowling Green info, GP3. We got it, okay? Thank you. PTR, good afternoon. You're on the drive. PTR, you with us?
Oh, hey. My bad.
There he is. What's up, man?
I'm working on how to use a phone.
So it's complicated.
Normally when Barrett gets off the rails, I get a little frustrated, but I'm all over this today. I think you should discuss all your topics with two adversaries from Baldnut.
Man, he's really struggling with that phone.
I don't think he ever figured it out. I don't know if he did.
Thank you, PTR. We appreciate the phone call.
I got to add one more thing. Western Kentucky.
Oh, my God. Are you serious right now?
Western Kentucky is in Bowling Green, Kentucky. I'm pretty sure that's where they're at.
Okay.
The Hilltoppers?
Yeah.
I did have that right, right?
Yes, that's
the Hilltoppers.
Right.
Yeah, I always get them confused, too. What's Eastern Kentucky? They are the
Colonels.
Colonels.
And they are in between, like, London, Corbin, and Lexington, correct? Somewhere. What's the name of that?
I'll take your word for it.
Winchester?
OVC. Ohio Valley Conference.
What is the name of that town Eastern's in?
Oh, man. 865-546-8200.
What are you manning about?
Your number if you want to get on the show. I feel like we're going down too many rabbit holes today. I feel like I've lost control. It's my fault.
Yeah.
Not omanning you. It's on me. It's on me to stay out of the rabbit holes, to keep this train on the tracks, steaming ahead. And we've had a couple of wrecks today.
Whose fault was that?
It's mine, man. I'm the conductor here.
I've been warning you for a long time about this whole Volnox deal.
I let you come up from the – you're supposed to be in there just shoveling the coal in. I let you come up and start hitting people with your shovel. And we had a wreck, and it's a disaster, and now the FBI is sifting through the wreckage, trying to figure out what went wrong.
Boy. Maybe the NTSB?
TK is next. Good afternoon, TK.
Hey, what's up, Russell?
What's up, dude?
I say this out of love.
Okay.
What the hell has happened to the drive?
What's that supposed to mean? Step lightly. You're in a minefield right now.
Here we are on the radio talking about some basement dwellers.
Hey, I'm sure their mother's basement is lavishly appointed.
I feel for you, Russell. You got the hardest job in America. You do what you can.
I do, man. I feel like I'm an unsung hero. Don't get enough love.
Why is that?
Just you don't have to question him.
Acknowledge. Just elaborate a little bit there. Why is that?
I mean, Bear, we all know he's had to train up and deal with dullards throughout the years.
Well, name names. Who are you talking about? Richard Daugherty? Terry Fair? I know you're not talking about me, are you? Surely not.
I actually enjoy you. You're a fiery attitude.
All right.
Just after a while, listen to it.
And Rick Butler? Chance Collins? Brandon Orr? Who are you talking about? Dullards.
Yeah, remind me, Rick, this is partly your fault getting off the rails here today. You were brought in to add a measure of stability.
Yeah, yeah.
Add a measure of calmness to the festivities this afternoon. I feel like you're letting me down.
I feel like Bear's letting us down. Bear interrupted the Blitz this morning at 10 a.m. on the dot. They threw our show way off control, so it even goes back all the way to then. I don't want to put this on.
I've had one of those days. I've disrupted every show but Talk Sports today. I started off at like 7:20 this morning. Completely took 3 and out off the rails.
So he's a repeat offender today.
So what happened to Hickman? Why'd y'all send him down to the minor leagues?
He wasn't cutting it. Russ asked him to bring his playbook into the office.
Get that batting average up, kid.
We wish him well. I mean, every now and then
he may come back up.
Batter gets in a slump, TK, and he needs some time to go down to the minors to work out the kinks of his swing. I mean, you get this analogy right, GP3. You're a baseball guy. When a pitcher's getting lit up, They don't just keep throwing him back out there in a Major League Baseball game. No, what do? They option him down?
You got to bring in a new pitcher.
You bring in a new pitcher, but you send the guy down to even – you send him down to double-A ball, right? And let him get his confidence back. Let him hit against the scrubs. And then hopefully he gets his confidence back. He finds his fastball again, and you bring him back a little bit later. I don't think the last chapter in the Adam Hickman saga has been written yet.
Well, the only down to that is, I don't know if you've thought this through, but you have now put him into the care of Drunk Dave.
I put him in the care of Drunk Dave.
Drunk Dave, yeah.
I mean, you got to overcome obstacles in life, TK. I mean, nothing is just set for you. Nobody's going to pave the road to fame and stardom and super riches for you. You got to go out there and make your own ways, and every now and then you have a Drunk Dave in your way, and you got to figure out a way to persevere and succeed anyway.
Well, the three now people have painted it to he's actually got a promotion, so maybe that'll help his ego some.
I mean, whatever gets him through the night.
Yeah, I mean,
John Lennon would say.
Again, this is people tell themselves funny things. Some people tell themselves Henry Toto, we're better off with that. Like, he's not that good. Like,
shut up.
Whatever you got to tell yourself. To get through the next
night. Shut down again.
It's absolutely fine.
That's it.
People just got to. Hey, the three knot guys, if that's what they believe, more power to them. You know where the heavy lifting, though, gets done on this radio station, right, TK? You know.
3-6.
I mean, you do bring in the big guest. Nobody will deny that, I don't think.
It's the show that moves mountains.
But that's all I got. I just wanted to maybe put the show back on the rails a little bit for you, Russell.
Thank you, TK. I appreciate you caring. I appreciate you trying. I appreciate your efforts. TK. Jumping off the G3 Help Me hotline this afternoon. Creates a line available for you. 865-546-8200. 546-8200. So, already, Danny White flexing his muscle a little bit. He's a change agent. That's what he presents himself as. And this is a big move today. Moving a game from Saturday to Thursday has some buzz in Vol Nation right now. Are there anything else we can do? We've already explored, you know, should the game be played in Nashville? You can play a game in Memphis, Bristol, wherever. What are some other things you can do to generate a little bit of pop? We'll talk more about that and some ideas coming in from social media this afternoon. Stay with us. It's The Drive right here on Fan Run Radio.
The Drive.
Friend of the show, Chad Fields, the uniform guru, fall uniform guru. The tweet out there pleading with Danny White and Josh Heupel to break out the throwback uniforms that we wore for the 2004 season opener. Well, it's been a long time. Rick wasn't aware of this. This is before a lot of folks' time out there. 2004, the first game of Brent Schaefer, Eric Ainge. It was an exciting preseason, man. And Tennessee moved their game, who opened against UNLV, and they moved it to a Sunday, which was pretty cool. So it was a Sunday night kickoff, and they wore throwback uniforms from the Condridge Holloway era with the orange yoke. We actually wore road uniforms at home, and UNLV wore their home red on gray.
Oh, Cowboy style. That's cool.
Yeah, and Tennessee had these really cool throwback uniforms. The stripe on the helmet was a little bit narrower. It was a cool little thing that we did, and nobody freaked out about it, right? Because people freaked out about the black uniforms and the smoky grays because it's not tradition, right? I probably freaked out about it a little bit, if we're being honest. But nobody freaked out about the throwback because you're honoring your tradition, and it was a cool thing. And so Danny White and Josh Heupel have both basically said that, we're going to switch up the uniform game a little bit. They haven't gotten specific as far as what they're going to do, but it's coming. They're going to go back to wearing alternate uniforms from time to time. It wouldn't surprise me if we roll out there in something different. I don't know if they go back to those particular throwbacks, but it wouldn't surprise me if
I don't want to see the smoky grays, dude.
They go ahead and do something different for that first game.
Yeah, I mean, you're talking about what are ways that you can generate even more buzz right on top of what you already have. Man, throw out some sick uniforms like this. Like, that would be awesome. My generation has not seen but, like, three or four different uniforms for a long time, and we've seen pictures and videos of these awesome uniforms back in the day, and I would love it. And like you had said, right, if we open the season in 2004, generate a little bit of talk about it, why not run it back this year again?
So let's go around the horn here. Tennessee comes out for that Thursday night season opener, ripping the top off the Josh Heupel era on Rocky Top. What do you want to see the Vols in?
Orange and white.
Regular home uni.
Yeah. It's the most beautiful uniform in all of college football.
GP3?
Orange and white. If you're going to do
It's Heupel's first game.
Yeah, if you're going to do a uniform change, I would rather save it for Pitt because that's going to be a bigger game. Just save it 1 week.
With Pitt, I do the throwback uniforms.
Yeah, I'm in agreement there.
Pitt has a nice uniform combo,
that
too.
That seems like a cool matchup for
back
that.
To that Johnny Majors era, bright yellow, bright blue.
Yeah.
I'd go all orange right off the bat.
Go all orange?
I'd go
carrot
full,
costumes?
I would go full carrot right off the bat.
Let me ask you. You get to do that, and I'm sure we're going to do that at some point.
I hate that one.
Shouldn't you go all out and do an orange helmet, too? Just reverse the scheme, the white stripe, white tee.
Oh, my goodness.
I mean, let's go all out here, man. No half measures.
No, I think so.
I've always
orange hat with a white power tee?
I've always thought the white helmet stripe looks a little jarring with the orange on orange.
I do, too.
The one area where I thought I've always said an orange chrome helmet with like a white power tee on it. Just chrome the helmet. Orange chrome.
I don't know about chrome myself. I think it looks a little gimmicky out on the field.
Orange chrome. Like, I think of chrome, I'm thinking silver. You're talking about like that real shiny orange, like a real shiny orange.
Yeah, like Georgia's got it.
Like a metallic?
Metallic, that's the word I'm looking for.
No, it's not metallic at all. You can look it up. Clemson's done it, I think. Ohio State's done it. A bunch of schools have done it.
Well.
But I'm all about just keeping it the original. I mean, you don't catch Alabama wearing, but they've got that one houndstooth one they'll do.
Yeah.
They very rarely do that. I think if you've got one of the classic all-time uniforms, you shouldn't mess with it.
If we won, though, I think that'd be pretty fun. And I wouldn't really worry about the jerseys. Like, I'm just trying to find a little bit of extra attention to catch my eye.
The Smokey Gray's coming back, man. I mean,
so Smokey Gray should be outlawed.
It's coming back. And I don't think it's that bad.
It should be 100% outlawed.
And the last time we saw it, we kicked Florida's ass.
Mm.
Just saying.
All right, what about the elusive? We've all talked about it for a long time. We've all had the idea for a long time. I think that a lot of people have wanted it for a long time. And we were going to get it last year. What do you think about the black jerseys? We're 1-for-1 in those jerseys with a win against, who is that, South Carolina on Halloween?
Yep. Here's where you break them out, because I think they'll probably do that at some point, too. If you're going to do it this year, here's where you do it.
Okay.
October 16th against Ole Miss. Lane Kiffin gave us the black jerseys.
Yeah.
I think you bring them back here, you rub his nose in it, give the kids the all black to get them fired up, and I mean, that's a huge game against Ole Miss. People are like penciling that into the loss column. They went 5-5 last year. They weren't any good. They couldn't stop anybody. If Josh Heupel's the offensive guru he says he is, he ought to be able to have an offense by that point in the season. I believe that's going to be the sixth game, maybe the seventh game of the year. We ought to be able to light up bad defenses by then. And Ole Miss still has a bad defense.
That's going to be a barn burner of a game. And I think that, oh, man, the black jerseys returning for Lane Kiffin. You got me fired up with that one. I do like the Smokey Grays, though. I didn't like the first ones.
Those.
I like the Nike
those
ones.
Those will always
better.
Be tainted by the stench of Stride Right.
Oh, we did. Yeah, we did get the last Smokey Gray game was Georgia in 2017.
Yeah, was that
shut out?
We got pulverized.
Oh my god!
Ew.
Oh my god!
Ooh,
it was also a Checker
Kneeland
game.
You got to exercise those demons.
The Checker Kneeland.
They need to bring that back.
No, they don't.
Oh, absolutely.
Hate
how can you hate that?
It's just one of those stupid gimmicky. It's one of the stupidest gimmicky. Somebody, Travis Cabbage or somebody
Nobody
on Twitter the other day
that.
Was wanting to check her Lindsey Nelson. I told him if I could figure out who he was in real life, I'd come and slap him.
Okay, but the checker kneeling thing worked.
It was just
it looked
dumb.
For the fans
dumb.
In the TV. Doesn't
just,
affect
you're
the
just
players.
Hating to hate.
That was just
nobody hated that.
I don't.
A ton of other schools do
it.
Similar stuff. Like
who cares?
Oklahoma. Well, they all copied us for the most part. A lot
no,
of them
we
did.
Copied Oklahoma.
It's a nod to our tradition. It looks great on television.
You know, we had a tradition of Russell. We had a tradition of kicking everybody's ass in football.
No, we don't.
We did.
No, we don't.
Let me bring back that tradition. Huh?
Let's go back 25 years ago.
You all right? You be okay? Golly, man. Just hate.
Sick
to
of
hate.
Losing.
Just, so we all are. Can we
it's a checker kneeling.
Can
we're
we entertain ourselves in the meantime? While we're trying to get back, I mean, do we just
no? Because
have to,
I'm not satisfied with stupid publicity stunts and gimmicks.
Well, nobody says you have to be satisfied. It's just a fun thing.
They don't care about that at Alabama. All they care about is the damn scoreboard and the win-loss column and the trophy case.
Why do we
and
have to?
That's how
be,
we used to be
well,
here.
Well, then why did they install the neon light package to do the neon light show? That's
because they've got more money than General Motors. They got to spend it on something.
But you know what they do?
Guy Patterson, don't interrupt me.
It's what the kids want nowadays.
Calm down.
It's totally what the kids want.
I'm calmer than you, Russ. I'm calmer. I don't care what the kids want.
We can live in 1995.
Because you know what I want? I want
when
wins.
Tennessee was
good. Yeah.
But this is the new generation. We have to realize
that. You know, we don't have to suck. Just because you guys are like Oliver Twist.
Okay,
thank you, sir.
Bear,
may I have another?
Bear, listen, nobody wants to suck. We all want to be good in football. We all want the same thing.
All that does is distract us.
Can I finish?
From the fact that we suck.
Do we have to walk around like a bunch of Benedictine monks, self-flagellating ourselves while we try to get better? Can we have fun while we? If we're gonna go through a 6-6, 7-5 rebuild, if we're gonna go through a probationary period, can we have fun? Can we do things that are fun that get people interested, that get people talking, that get people excited while we do it? Do we have to be like no? We must adhere rigidly to all the traditions that we adhered to in 1972.
I could not agree more.
We must, we cannot deviate from the norm. We must pretend that we don't suck.
We must
pretend that we're Alabama.
We wore black cleats in 1998, so we have to wear black cleats now. I hate it. The idea
well, you
that
know what?
Everything that worked
you.
Then is going to
you.
Work now.
I hate you, and I really hate you. I really do.
Because
you know better. You know better. You were right there with me. Oh, we were killing everybody.
But
we didn't have any stupid ass gimmick.
That was 25 years ago.
And we lost our way.
The world has changed.
You got to let it go, buddy.
Well, we're going to have smoky gray uniforms that the biggest dork to ever set foot inside the city limits of Knoxville designed.
If you're a recruit and you're looking at Tennessee and you go, all right, they got no wins, they got nothing going on, and they're not even having fun in the stadium and with their uniforms and things like that. Is that enticing?
If you guys want
to
keep deluding yourselves,
and I won't have fun.
You guys,
as well.
Yeah. You guys just keep deluding yourselves. You're losers.
You just
losers
2 minutes ago
lose.
Said we need an orange chrome helmet.
Losers.
You just 2 minutes ago were calling for an orange chrome helmet, but Checker Neyland is a step too far. Oh no! You never even go to the games. Why do you give a damn?
Because I want to win. Unlike you losers.
In your chrome orange helmet.
Sure, why not?
It's not tradition, man.
Don't mess with it.
We're losers. We suck. We gotta suck and look bad while we do it. Damn it. I'm mad, and I'm just going to crap on everything. If I can't have fun, you can't have fun.
Basically.
Hey, come on, dude. How old are you? Grow up.
Shut up. Grow up.
Hour number 3 of the drive coming up.